from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Shut up.
Together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, baby,
what's
it's draft day. Shout out Kevin Costner. You got to be kidding me. It is our 95.7 The Game draft day, baby. Get in the game. I'm really, truly excited. One of my six leagues. Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and this is breaking
news. Don't be a wet blanket.
This is breaking news. I'm not.
You were in the championship. You got 400.
I've already paid Lucas, and you know what? Just put it in the pool. I don't want to play.
Can't do it.
I don't want to play.
You're that kid. Yeah, what do you mean you don't want to play?
You went
to the chip and lost to Willard and could have half the earnings, but you said, no, I want to win.
I'm being inconvenienced by the draft tonight. You see what I'm saying?
You can do it from your phone.
What do I enjoy doing more than anything?
Golf, Stein.
Thank you.
You get off at 3.
I don't want to have to deal with this when I'm driving in my car and my phone's not working right and I can't find my password. I don't need Dibley on me for 17 weeks. I don't need it.
Oh,
I just don't need it in my life.
All right.
You know what?
Well, as long as you're paid, I don't care. I got
exactly.
Better chances.
You know what? How about this? Why don't we get a listener to play for me? Or I'll split a team with a listener and they can do
it. But I feel like you're saying that, but you don't mean it. A couple days from now, you'd be like, Goo, what did I do?
No. Trust me. Trust me, Goo. I'll be okay with it.
Huh.
I will. And for those out there, I appreciate it. Saying auto draft, that's what got me into this trouble. Dibley didn't like that.
Well,
I took
you to the chip.
And we had a falling out.
Otis Bird hurt my feelings the third on the YouTube chat early. You gotta love how Guru gets excited over the small things. This is the draft, Otis. This is life. Speaking of drafts, cut down day yesterday.
Caller number 3 could split a team with me. 888. Yes, it was cut down day yesterday. Niners got their team down to 53. And a couple things that that are interesting.
That is great.
How about 7 rookies made the team? Well, actually 8.
All right.
And one's already been claimed. Evan,
early.
Who'd the Panthers take?
Jared Kingston, their 6th-round pick.
Their 6th-round pick. So 7 rookies made the team.
So you're saying that they're going to have impact?
It looks like that. It sure looks like that. And my question is that a good thing for this team going for a Super Bowl? How about this, Goo? Check this out.
Because all I'm focused on, I'm not. Go ahead. Yeah.
And this is for this is from Tim Kawakami of The Athletic.
TK.
Third-round pick Dominic Pooney seems all but certain to be the team's starting right guard.
Wow.
A rare rookie starter on a Shanahan offense. 2nd-round pick Renardo Green, likely the main backup at slot corner.
I like him.
4th-round pick Malik Mustafa could get snaps at safety.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow 4th-rounder Isaac Garendo is the 3rd running back and kickoff returner.
Yeah, I like him.
Another 4th-round pick, Jacob Cowing, should get snaps as a backup receiver and is also the punt returner. And 7th-round pick, Tatum Bethune, is a backup linebacker. 49ers got some youth.
Yeah.
Little injection of youth.
No doubt. And Puny is the biggest one to me, Steiny. Hopefully he's not. Puny.
I guess
because he's big.
I think you pronounce it Puny. Just,
is it Puny?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I was playing with Puny.
Yeah.
And, I'm saying hopefully he's not Puny
right,
on the O-line.
Yeah, but
it's Puny.
Yeah, I'm sure he's heard that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it.
We don't know, if he's sensitive about it or not. Yeah. I like to try
But that's the biggest one to me. Him on the O-line. Obviously, you hope Trent Williams is there. But Ricky Pearsall, I know he was a higher draft pick, and that's the fun part of the draft, Steiny, is the diamonds in the rough are the ones in the 5th round. Like, if I told you, where was Greenlaw drafted? The impact he's had on the Niners before injury. What would you...
3rd.
5th.
Nice pick.
Okay, what about Kittle?
He was 5th.
The 5th. And Purdy 7, so you never know. But Pearsall was a 1st-rounder. He hasn't seen the field. But Dominic Pooney is going to – that's a big deal. That is a big deal, Steiny.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of pressure on him.
For sure. Should be a little influx of youth. Let's go to Devin. Devin's in an Uber.
He wants your spot.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I always wanted that name, D. Devin.
Yeah. I have 2 things, man, really quick. I don't know if we have to do elections for that fantasy spot, but I'm willing to do and campaign whatever I have to do.
Man. Oh, wow.
I just, this is the thing. I'm a winner, right? And winners win. And, you know what? I want you to be the owner of the team and just let me GM, man, and let's bring this thing.
Wild Steiny.
So that's one thing.
All right.
I love the pitch.
You know what? Maybe I should
get his information, Evan.
Yeah, get Devin's info. Get Devin's info if you can.
I
should hold a job.
Yeah.
What's it called? Interview.
Yeah.
We should have some.
I think he set the bar though. I'm a winner.
Yeah, thanks, Devin. Appreciate the call. Get that number.
Yeah, look at you.
It was 7. He'll call back if I want. Yeah, you know what? That's the way I should do it. I'm looking for a GM, and I'm a hands-off owner.
I think you had one last year on the under. You didn't tell anybody. No way in hell. You auto-picked and got to the
Please.
Gym. That's how you know.
Please.
You're looking for a Kyle Shanahan.
Maybe.
Boy.
A guy to make all the choices. You just want to be John Lynch.
And get paid for looking good and putting a suit on. Nah, John Lynch is a class
They
act.
Talk today, right?
Yes, they do.
I believe it,
Not
too.
Till after okay. our show, though.
Damn.
Unfortunately.
Think they'll give us real updates or just a whole...
Yeah, it'll be a song and dance.
Yeah.
It'll be a pony show. Dog and pony.
There you go.
Dog and pony.
Shout out to Andrew.
Hey, something hit me yesterday. I swear to God, and I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm driving around, and I guess this is going to be a hot take. And I guess I'm going to – you know I don't like to do this.
Takes.
But the more I think about it, And let me get, okay. The more I think about it, I'm willing to go out on a limb and make this prediction. Brandon Ayuk will not get a contract extension from the 49ers.
I'm going to let you elaborate and tell us why that hit you yesterday as you drove around the Bay Streets.
So I'm thinking about the big boy receivers.
At all or by week one?
At all.
Mm, that's how I
think he's coming in on the 14.
Wow.
I do.
So he would have to concede and say, I tried?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well,
the
big boys, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill. Who else would you say?
CeeDee Lamb. Jamar Chase.
Right.
Well, he ain't done, but
those guys are all.
St. Brown.
Those guys are all great receivers. I think all of them can take the lid off, if you will, stretch the field.
All right.
And they're all featured. They're all featured.
Gotcha.
Okay. So here's what I was thinking. The San Francisco 49ers have a running back who catches the ball.
No doubt.
They also have a wide receiver who can run the ball.
And Debo.
Brandon Ayuk, over the last 2 years, has averaged 4.5 catches per game.
Wow.
4.5 catches.
That's not a lot at all.
Per game.
All right.
You can't pay a guy like that $27 million.
Well, yeah. They offered him 26.
You know what? And I'm starting to wonder. I told Evan this too. Yeah. I wonder, and I know a lot's been reported now, but I really do wonder if they offered him 26.
Man.
Because those other guys, like Brandon Ayuk's a great receiver, but I keep hearing, does he stretch the field? Not really. Not really. And so I just think on this team, there's just, like was said to Jesus, there's just no room at the inn.
Mm, I'm going to give you a two.
There's just no room.
Ah.
I don't see it, Bob.
I think he could stretch if given the opportunity. We saw that bomb against Detroit, you know, that crazy circus catch he made, Stoney. I believe if he were in that role, he could fit it. That's what I think. That's just giving Brandon a compliment.
Okay, and I'll meet you halfway there.
But you need variety, and that's what they have with the other two guys you mentioned, Debo and McCaffrey. Stoney, it can't just be McCaffrey in Carolina, because when you're a one-trick pony, you know what's coming. I just thought that, you know, it makes their offense, to me, more powerful, more stressful to guard. And I thought $26 million, that's just me talking now, I thought that was fair. But the 4.5 is not indicative of how good Brandon Ayuk or, you know, his worth. Like, he could get you 7.5 or 8, like, if given the opportunity, Stoney.
Right, but he'll never get the opportunity.
Now, what if we see the offensive line take a step back this year in regard to the run game, and they throw the ball, and it's about when you throw the ball, what happens. If Ayuk is not an option, Stoney, things can get ugly quick or more difficult or constipated. We see constipated offense, shout out X-Lax, all throughout the league. And the Niners don't have that because they got fit. The guys that can scare you.
I think, and this is what I mean, I think the 49ers can replace Ayuk's 4.5 catches per game.
And I wonder if that's what the brass thinks,
too. I wonder, too.
Well, they drafted Ricky Pearsall for a reason.
And you know what?
When you say it that way, 4.5.
Listen to this. Listen to this line from Kawakami. Well, of course, I'm not going to be able to find it right away.
TK.
Pearsall and Cowing easily moved ahead of Gray and, yeah, of Gray.
Yeah. Who's gone. Yeah.
Before Cam. Oh,
you got Juwan.
Anyway. Oh, Matt, you're taking the choke here.
But what was the nugget of
it? The nugget of it was that Pearsall and Cowing could be who Brock Purdy throws to.
Wow, man.
At the latest, 2026.
Joke artist.
So that's, I,
You might be onto something. Right now, nobody can say there's not a person walking around the...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, they could say you're wrong right now.
Well, and listen, I may be wrong. I may be wrong, but I swear to God, I'm driving around yesterday, and I bet you they're going to try to make this guy come in on 14, and if he doesn't, I think they're going to move forward without him.
Can I tell you?
I do.
Ask me if I were Brock Purdy what the call I would make.
You don't have a right. You're Brock Purdy. See, you don't have a right to make a call.
But really, I'm the quarterback. I'm QB1. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get back and avenge that loss that we all took in the Super Bowl. Steiny, I'm not saying cuss anybody out, but couldn't he call? Doesn't he have the gravitas to say, I need my guy out there? What? Not just like, what the hell is going on?
Dude, come on.
I would ride for you. I would ride for Evan. It might not work, but I sure would call the boss on the phone.
No, you wouldn't.
I got snitches get stitches, but we've had something like I got on the phone. Like, what's going on now? We can't lose them.
Goop, just think about it for a second. Brock Purdy, God love him, is going to call Lynch and say.
No, just ask, Donnie, ask. He's not Troy Aikman or John
Elway.
We
don't have the money, Brock. Now get back onto the field. All right, Chucky in Oakland.
Chuck,
let's go, Chucky. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing,
Talk
man?
To us, baby.
Doing well.
Hey, I got a question for you. Before I ask my question, I just want to say a couple of things. Hey, Guru, man, welcome back, man. Glad you had a safe trip, man.
Right, I appreciate that, Chucky.
But I do want to say, man, Guru, you are not entitled to double dip, man. You did not get a second send-off with your daughter, brother.
Oh, wow. Hey, Chucky, I've been thinking about it, man. Wow. Chucky kept it real, Stoddy. I think Stoddy's starting to believe that, too. No doubt about it.
Man, I can't believe how fast the year ago, man. You know, I always enjoy you guys' show, man, but I can't believe how fast this year went by because – when Stoddy and spoke on the Fantasy Football League, man, that made me think about how Stoddy and Deals got into it last year about the Fantasy Football, man.
You don't forget a thing, Chuck.
Man, that was hilarious. Hey, my question is this, man, because you guys amaze me about the statistics, you know, that you guys come up with, man. You, Evan, Sonny, and all the fellas, man, that you guys come up with this knowledge. And Sonny has spoke on the guaranteed money that the top receivers are getting. I think it was as high as 180 and as low as like 70, 75. And so my question to you guys is, it must be the guaranteed money while things haven't been signed. Mm. So what would you think would be a disrespectful guarantee if they gave him a guarantee offer but he turned it down? What do you think that number would be? Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck.
What, CeeDee Lamb's got 100?
Which is a record.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
70, Steiny? 70, but, 80? 75, 80?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, that's what's crazy about this. We're going to find out when we put this, if it does get figured out on the autopsy table, or we can ask the reporters, the people in the know, like, what was the hangup? Was it the years? Was it the guaranteed money?
Well, we have Cam Inman of the
12 o'clock
Bay Area News Group coming up at 12, so we'll definitely ask him about what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, et cetera. Thank you. Appreciate that.
My man.
I'm shook. He just stood there like he was staring at me.
He did a dibs on you.
Giving me the evil eye.
He did a dibs on you.
You know what? I'm out on this league.
Why are you going to, for that, you're going to take it out?
That's not.
Like, that hurts them.
So.
You paid your money. I don't care what you do. Don't draft.
Goo, you're great at this. When did IU call the guy from Washington, the quarterback, and he said, bro, they don't want me?
That was early on. That was right during the, I want to say, Evan, help me out, the OTA, right, okay. Maybe right before then.
So why would he say that? Why would he say they don't want me? Why wouldn't he say they're lowballing me?
That's, wow.
So are we in?
That's interesting. I love how you bring
because
that
I
up.
Think they were, I think they were telling him right then.
Well, 26 tells me.
I don't know about 26.
Well, forget Brandon for a second because it's his offer. It's hard to do it. But 26 tells me they want you around. He thinks he's in the 30 or 28 range. I'm assuming.
It can't be that close. Wow. Like, that can't be the difference.
Steiny, I got to tell you something. No matter what happens or transpires the rest of this show.
Yeah.
4.5 is the number I will before the draft tonight. That is replaceable.
Now, but he averaged 18 yards a catch.
And there we go. No doubt. They were big catches. But when you put it like that, I think Brandon's, I hate to say this, people, because I'm Team Brandon. And Chuck, if you're out there, you're listening, I just feel like he's got a false sense of self-worth. And he's put himself in the Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, St. Brown category. And it could cost him.
Well, it could cost him, but maybe it never. Who reported, or when was it reported, that the 49ers offered Ayuk 26?
I mean, that was out there. Every outlet had it.
I don't know.
That offer was reportedly presented to him in May. The report came out after.
And it's about to be September.
Guess what? That ain't on the table anymore.
You going Klay Thompson is off?
I don't think it's on the table anymore. I mean, it's that. Now that's it. Flat out.
Then what's the holdup? If there's no communication, and you're right,
they've told
what the F is everybody. I'm putting it at everybody's doorstep. Right. What are we doing?
They're in the process of telling Brandon Ayuk that if they can't hammer something out, which I don't think they really want to, that he's got to play on the 14.
But we're so late in the game. I think that message was sent, and he sent his message of I don't want to leave. Allegedly, that's what I don't like about this. You had an opportunity, Brandon, to take the money and run, and you didn't want to leave. So I don't know what the Niners are doing, but for you to say they're kind of like on eggshells, Steiny, they've sent messages to me multiple times.
I'm going
to
say it again. I got to say it again. The 49ers cannot pay Brandon Ayuk $28 million for 4 or 5 plays a game. And I get it. He blocks downfield. Yeah. Terrific.
I like the kid, man.
I like the kid, too. But I just think the more you look at the numbers and what other guys are getting paid and Purdy sitting out there, I think he's a hell of a luxury, but he's a luxury.
Did you watch Brock Purdy against the Saints? And you're going to call me crazy because I'm not. This is just something I saw. Did you watch him against the Raiders when he didn't have, and I know all the starters weren't playing, Trent wasn't there.
He wasn't very good.
But yes, it gave me, and I'm not blaming Brock, but it gave me that feel of that three-game losing streak where he was throwing interceptions to Cleveland, threw interceptions against the Vikings, could have had a pick six to Savage in the playoffs. My point is, he's still in his embryo stages, and he's off to a great start. Why would you take a weapon that could be with him the rest of his career? Why would you take that away from him if Brandon Ayuk is really not asking for something that is just utterly ridiculous? And if 27, you just said it, they offered him 26 and he wants 27.5. Steiny, that's fixed 2 weeks ago or a month. It's got to be he wants 28 or 29.
I'm just thinking about it more and more. And I just came in today thinking, I don't think they're going to pay this guy $26, $28 million.
Well, I think you're on the right track because it looks like something's got to give here.
Yeah. J-Dog's in Boston. Hey, look at Beantown represent. Yeah.
Yo, what's up, baby? Thank you for taking my call, man. It's J-Dog from Boston. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you guys doing a hell of a job, man.
Thanks.
I called yesterday, man. Yeah. But I got to say, man, you guys are talking empty stacks, empty kites, talking about 4.5 catches. Let me give you a stat. Okay, coming from Boston, Boston in the house, J-Dog, the president of the I Hate Kyle Shanahan fan club, let me give you a stat. He's responsible for 3 out of 4 biggest comebacks in the Super Bowl. Directly responsible. He's responsible.
Evan, what do you want to do with J-Dog?
That right side of the offensive line
possibly
looking like complete garbage, for his whole tenure. You know, if I hear one more fan, I'm going to tell you right now, I want one more fan talk to me about NFC championships and Super Bowl losses.
He doesn't like Shanahan.
You got that right.
He does not like Shanahan.
And I
got
to say this, Tony, not as strong, but I'm sure he's got some people in his club, you know?
Not to that degree.
Yeah. He deserved it.
Not to that degree. Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Livermore. Hey, Rich, what's going on, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
Steiny, you're on to something, and you know what? You're pretty damn accurate. I called the boys in the morning roast a few weeks back on this, right? And I said, if Pearsall pans out to be who he's going to be with his route-running capabilities and Cowan doing what he's going to do, that easily makes up for Brandon Ayuk, right?
Yeah.
Let's be real. Brandon Ayuk is not the number one option on this offense, right? You got CMC, you got Kittle, and you got Debo, who's a game changer, right? Now, Ayuk makes up. He gets his plays because those guys get locked up or you double-team one or the other. It leaves it open for Ayuk. Hands down, those two are going to make up for it. And Big Trent is going to get paid because on 80% of CMC's runs, you see that big boy in front or following the pack. Ayuk's going to screw himself. And he's going to get forced to play on that 14 mil contract. Mm. If not, buddy, you're going to go. You hit it on the nail, Steiny.
Appreciate it. Well, we'll see. I don't know. It's just educated.
And yesterday, just to remind you of what you said that stayed with me, resonated with me, Steiny.
Oh, good.
You don't want him nowhere near the team in that mood, Brandon Ayuk, that is, if he had to play on that. After all this.
I mean, I'll give him a chance. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, he gets a chance.
I'm sure they would give him that too.
But he can't be a problem. Listen to this line. This is the one that got me. This is from Tim Kawakami's story today. You can write Pooney down as a starter for the next 5 years.
All right.
Pearsall and Cowing could be main targets for Purdy by 2026. At the latest. So Kawakami's projecting that in a year or so, it may be Pearsall and Cowing.
But if I'm a Niner fan,
sorry.
I'm not mad at that. What about 2024?
What about
season
it?
Season kicks off in 8 days, 7 days.
They're that
8 days.
Yep.
Thursday night. That's good and all, but what about how does this get fixed?
It's not got to get fixed. He's playing on the 14.
Oh, man, I would take that.
Or
bet
he's not
that he's
playing.
Not. I think he's.
So you,
Steiny, I would. He can't do it.
The only thing I don't.
He's come too far.
But he's not. He's getting nowhere. Like he can come this far, but
well,
guess
he had a
what?
Chance to go somewhere. He didn't want to do it.
Apparently not. And then, I mean, you're right. Apparently he didn't want to. Apparently he didn't want to. It's just my thought today on a on
now,
a beautiful
the four and a half
Wednesday.
Was, and again, that's no shade at Brandon, but it gives you a glimpse of almost like a shooter. Yeah, you're shooting 60% from three, but you're taking two a game. You know what I'm saying,
yes.
Steiny? But I know Brandon is bigger than the 4.5. I guess the eye test. No,
no
seriously,
not.
Steiny.
He's not.
In,
what I don't think he is on this team.
He kept the game. Again, I just.
Know.
The Green Bay catch in the rain that was on his shoestrings.
I'm just.
The catch. Now, you could say what happened in the Super Bowl, but that was a whole colossal failure by the offense.
I'm just telling you. I think the writing's.
Where does it end up, though?
It ends up with him not playing. Or with him playing on 14. That's my latest prediction. I'm going to stick to it. What's coming up on the... And hey, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Steiny.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We are a week away from the Red and Gold Summit. The 2024 Red and Gold Summit is set for Wednesday, September 4th. That's in a week. Once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs go live at 2. And then we'll join them at 4 o'clock, and we'll be there till 6, and we're celebrating another football season. We are. Come on out. Join the fun.
Let's go,
and,
baby.
Open to the public, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you guys. It's for you guys, man. That's what we do. We don't even do it for money.
For only time all six hosts are on the mic together.
Yeah. So come out, have some fun,
yeah.
And we'll go from there. Cam Inman, noon, 49er NFL reporter, Bay Area News Group. He's also an author. God. The franchise, San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
God, I just can't get... I just can't...
Well, you just got into the fantasy draft. Lucas helped you, so you got that off your list.
How come I can't write a book?
I'm shocked.
I am too.
Yeah. You're not lazy, but it's a version of lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you not know how to do it?
I think I know how to do it. I just don't do it. By the way,
I'd be in it.
I was going to start out by saying maybe I should take a victory lap, but I'm not going to do that. I think I've been doing that a little too much, so I'm going to be a little more humble.
Please.
Deebo Samuel, you know who he is,
yeah,
right?
I am ready to go.
Yeah. Deebo Samuel was on the Insiders on NFL Network. Just listen to this.
You've seen all these other wide receiver contracts getting done. You saw what Justin Jefferson got. You saw what CeeDee Lamb got. You got 2 years left on this deal. You put up numbers this year. Is any part of you going, I'm gonna get a little bit of that next year?
Control the things I control, and if the season goes as well as it should, no, you will be right there knocking at the door.
Oh my God. We don't know what knocking at the door means. You're talking about a Super Bowl.
How naive.
I'm ready to go.
How naive are you?
But I'll say this for that, Steiny. I can't deal. We got a season to get ready for. But boy, all he's thinking is if I ball out, I'll be able to knock on the door and say, give me some. I can do the Trent Williams. I don't know. Hey, I'm not going to get mad at him for being honest. But
don't you think the Niners have to nip this in the bud?
And maybe they're doing it right now
maybe.
With Brandon Ayuk.
Maybe. I can't believe that.
So you think that's not going over well if your management? Like, who would have a problem with that?
I mean, is that what we're doing?
Well, the guy asked him a question about watching 11 other of your, you know, people at your position get paid. What was he supposed to say?
He was supposed to say, well, I'm under contract for two years. So I'm not thinking about that right now.
But we're in the me era, Stani.
Yeah,
what can you do for me?
I guess we are. I guess we are in that era.
Sir, you're under contract. I don't care.
I mean, maybe the other thing I was thinking about with the Niners that might be going on is they are playing hardball with the guys they want to play hardball with, clearly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I didn't have Brandon Ayuk as one of those guys. That's what's so perplexing about this whole situation. Man, I can't wait to see how they look against the Jets Monday night with the world watching.
Yeah, I wonder what 49er fans think if of what I said. It hit me yesterday. I don't think the Niners are going to reach an agreement with Brandon Ayuk on a long-term contract. I'm not sure they really want to. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Of course they want to. They're a better team with him.
No doubt.
But that's it. They're just, how much better? I don't know. How can you replace Ayuk?
You might be able to replace him. Again, for me, he's two wins. You know, if I'm predicting 11 without him, 9, 8. I mean, like, you cannot sneeze.
So you disagree with me?
Oh, there's no doubt I do.
Okay, you think it'll get done and he will have a new contract?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And what I hate about it, there's no victory lap in it because I feel like the time he's missed, they're going to pay for that. Maybe it's a quarter. Maybe it's a half. Maybe it's a game or two. But I just hate the fact that after losing the Super Bowl, these situations hijacked the offseason.
888-957-9570 is the number. How do you guys think this ends? Does this end with a long-term contract for Brandon Ayuk, or does it end with him playing for $14 million, or does it end with him essentially sitting out? I think they are ready to bite the bullet and make him play for $14 million and see if he will actually not play for $14 million.
Now, let's do this, Donnie, just hearing you talk. If he tried to play that card, I mean, how loud would that be? That would, hey, he's hurting himself, but the message to the org is like, this dude is effing serious if they don't know that already.
The other thing, I just put up these three guys' names. I mean, the 49ers did not want to pay DeForest Buckner.
And they didn't.
They didn't. The 49ers asked Eric Armstead to take a pay cut. He didn't. He's gone. Mm. It's well documented how the 49ers treated Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's once the highest paid QB.
Yeah, and they had about 7 outs in his contract. What I'm getting at is I think we're watching one of those things happen in real time with Ayuk. I think it's starting to hit us in the face that they are ready, willing, and able to play without him if they have to. Again, they don't want to, but I think they're prepared to either have him not play or make it uncomfortable for him to get in and play for $14 million. And like, I think they've weighed it all, Goo.
Yeah.
Draft night to me was
heavy. That drafting of Pearsall, I'm still shocked, but I'll steal a page from Tom Cruise's books, Donnie. This is risky business. If you're telling me you're going to run it back without Ayuk and put it in the hands of Juwan Jennings, Cowings, and Pearsall, that's risky, partner. It really is.
I'm going to sound cavalier here, but how's it risky? This is a 12-win team.
But he's a top 10 receiver, I believe.
Okay, and what?
Are you good enough to just say bye-bye to that?
Yeah, I think they are. Again, this is not, they're not doing cartwheels. They're not. Of course they want Ayuk. I don't see it. I don't see how they can pay him what he wants with the structure of the team and also the structure of how the 49ers play. I'd be willing to bet that they don't want to pay a wide receiver that kind of money. Because Shanahan is a loves diversity.
Well, you got to be careful then, Stoney. I mean, I don't understand how you draft a player or a receiver, as you just said. Mm-hmm. You watch him grow, you groom him, and then it's time to, you know, give him his chicken. That's a beautiful thing. So,
well, but okay, you ready for this? He's not good enough. He's not good enough for the Niners to pay him that much money. He's not a $26 million player in this offense.
And as crazy as that sounds, I got to say right now, today, you're right. Because they have not, you know, held up their end of the bargain.
Yeah. Chicago Jason, Goo, I love you, but Ayuk isn't top 10. He's not game planned around.
Wow. Stoney, I'm looking at you dead in the face.
Sure.
If they don't have Ayuk last year, let's do this to Chicago Jason.
Okay.
They're not in the Super Bowl.
All right.
I think they lose that game to Green Bay. I think they lose that game to Detroit. Not just because, just the threat. And if you're telling me Debo is going to take Stoney, I love Debo, but come on, man.
What?
Ayuk helps him a whole lot, too.
Right, and McCaffrey and Debo and Kittle help Ayuk.
But when you lose one of that, everybody suffers. To what degree, it's a collective.
Yeah. He's not worth 26.
Well, I think he is. He rejected that, allegedly, right?
Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be proven wrong, and he'll sign a contract, and he's going to make 28 a year with 90 guaranteed, and the 49ers will be clicking on all cylinders right off the bat.
I think that's a stretch.
What?
No matter what happens from this point on, this was butchered and botched. I feel like the Niners, there's a price to pay for how they handled if they get this rectified and Brandon Ayuk is in camp or practicing with the team getting ready for the Jets, Donnie. I don't think you can manipulate, if I'm wrong, I'll tell you all. We'll know 4 or 5 weeks in, but that's the risky part of this all, is you're saying F you to practice, F you to conditioning, and I don't want to hear about these two guys at the L.A. Fitness or in a gym in Houston. You cannot duplicate, being on the field and catching passes from Brock. I could be wrong, but this is not how you drew it up.
No, it's not how you drew it up, but it's organizations and players have to adjust when things change. And I'll bet you maybe the 49ers, when this all started, thought they could wrap this guy up for a number, and that number's either not being offered anymore or his number went up. Mm. And I'm kind of with you. It's gone this long. It's had to have gone this long for a reason. And I don't know what the reason is, but I got to believe that they're really not that close. George Kittle was asked on the McAfee show, Pat McAfee show on ESPN, what it's like when guys are holding out and in a contract dispute. How does that work for the other players on the team?
As an NFL football player, like, not everything's guaranteed. It's the NFL. It's not for long. So, like, you want everyone to take advantage of the situation that they're in and make as much money as they possibly can and, do what they've dreamt about since they were kids and make money for their families. And so, we all have their backs and we understand the position that they're in. So, there's no bad blood or anything like that. So, whenever they show up, whenever whatever happens, it's pretty seamless. You're just right back into the flow of things.
There you go. So, Kittle, just get him back into the fold and we'll be ready to go.
Now, some on the chat, we got to err on the side of caution, are saying Ayuk is actually practicing today, Stoney.
Yeah.
So if that's
because he's playing on the 14.
Wow, man.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know how, if we don't get any, breaking news sounder, how that couldn't be him just saying, I'm going to just tough it out and play.
Well, maybe they're going to announce a contract extension at the end of the practice. I mean, Lynch and Shanahan are talking today.
No, they are.
It's not out of the question.
I think that just got more juicy for me. If he is out there practicing, what they'll be able to say.
Yeah, I agree. If he's out there practicing today,
that's progress. You think?
Well, it may be. It might not be progress on the contract front, but it's progress on the field front, right?
The 14. Wow, man. Hey, I want him to play. I want him to be a part of the team. I'm just echoing. I would be shocked if he kind of said, you know what, it didn't work. I'm going to play on the 14.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, now we got something to really look forward to at 2 o'clock when Shanahan and Lynch talk. They're going to talk about the cuts they made and getting down to the 53-man roster, but I'm sure they will absolutely get into Ayuk and Trent Williams and the rest of it. Goo, what do you think about the fact that the 49ers this year, see, what if I said, you know what, they're already starting to kind of transition because they're going to play seven rookies. That doesn't even include Pearsall. So they're going to play seven or eight rookies who are going to have a role on this team. And we know that Kyle Shanahan isn't crazy about young players. He's got a little Steve Kerr in him because there's a lot to learn in his system. Apparently, it's really hard for an offensive lineman. But if they've kept seven rookies, and I mean, they're going to play.
If you're telling me they're going to have roles,
yeah,
that's scary. And you feel like, and you think back to, you know, when that wasn't the case and you weren't dependent on rookies as much as it looks like you may be doing this season, Steiny, I can't let go of how close and, you know, when you just dumb it down, did they blow past their best chance to get that Super Bowl? Now that you got a lot of youngsters, youth, inexperience that you're depending on, starting on the line of scrimmage with Pooney on the offensive line. Like, that's a big deal.
See, and that's where I disagree with a lot of people. Spadoni's one of them.
Oh, I didn't see him.
And I get it. You didn't read the thread last night?
No, I had some things going on.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody, like, conventional wisdom is you draft a guy, you develop a guy, you pay a guy.
Well, hello, that's it.
It's not. It's not it in the NFL. That's not it.
So what step are we missing?
You draft a guy, you develop a guy,
okay,
and then before you pay him, you draft another guy. And I think that's another thing that's happening with Ayuk. They don't want to pay Ayuk. They've got two rookies on the team right now, and they expect them to play. They're talking about Cowing playing a little bit right now. They're starting to call me Math Steinmetz.
A three.
I didn't do it.
I'm giving it to Evan.
Yeah, I just. Oof. I think we're starting to get some answers that we really don't like.
Especially at 2 o'clock. If he's on that practice field, Steiny, I cannot wait to hear him talk now. Both of them.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah. We got Cam coming up at 12, too. We can ask him.
Exactly.
So if he's out there practicing, something must have changed.
Well, yeah, we got to figure out if that's the case. Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I could just put it to you this way. I mean, you telling me seven rookies are going to play? And you want to win the Super Bowl. Does that go hand in hand?
Well, that becomes more difficult, right?
Yeah.
That's the obvious. And that's why this five-year stretch, now you're getting to the end, you know, the latest iteration of your team, and you saying you're going to get an infusion from the rookie class? I got my popcorn.
Well, I also think, you know, if they've kept seven rookies, they think that they've really had a great draft. And if they had as great a draft as they think, then, like, this is kind of what I mean about we always look at it as this is the most important year of all time. Well, if you're telling me that in this draft they found five bona fide starters.
Well, we don't know that yet.
No, but but they've kept seven. In other words, that's the other thing I think we have to look at. They kept seven guys, really eight. The other guy was claimed, but they kept all their rookies. In fact, seven of them are on the 53-man. At the same time, and I don't have the names in front of me, but they cut three guys from the 2023 class and two guys from the 2022 class.
Mm-hmm.
So what that tells me is, I'm not saying it's a rebuild, But they think they've got young players in here who can grow and be really good. And this is what I mean. They're not giving up on 3 years from now with these guys. Well. And so I just,
Jets though, Steinie, and you're telling me, and I just heard that sound bite by you about, hey, Niners got, you know, some rookies that are going to, you know, contribute. Brandon Ayuk, we don't know what's going on. I would be, if whoever I'm playing, the Niners is the team I want to play then. You know what I mean?
Well,
because it could go either way.
They still have many big boys. Yeah. They still have many big boys.
But if you're telling me there's going to the rookies are going to make an impact, that could be a bad impact. It could be a good one.
Well, let's go through it again.
Yeah.
Because, okay, Pooney.
Man, that's big, huge. Rookie starting.
Like, that's good, right?
Yeah, until we see how if he can handle it.
Well, I
mean. Now, if he's a weak link, then you're like, oh, boy, Brock taking shots. And the plan of attack is to go at him. Then you're like, oh boy.
See,
is he going to be able to survive? Talking about Brock Purdy. It sounds good, Steinie. Like, yeah.
Well, it should sound great because Shanahan doesn't play a lot of rookies on offense. He doesn't. So the fact that Shanahan is okay with Pooney playing right guard, it tells me he's pretty good, probably. You know, Renardo Green.
I like him.
He's a backup.
I know.
Okay. Mustafa. Could get snaps at safety.
He can hit.
Cowing should get snaps as a backup receiver. So I'm overblowing it a little in terms of what they're likely to provide. They're right now kind of rotation guys rather than every down guys, or that's the way it seems. But this is – remember when Shanahan said, yeah, I don't look at it as 1 year. I look at it as you got to make decisions for now, for down the line, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I think it's right in front of our eyes, and maybe we haven't seen it.
Well, if you look at some of the offensive players, Steinie drafted Trey Sermon, Davis Price, Danny Gray. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget he caught that bomb from Trey Lance in preseason. I mean, those guys are gone.
That was Sherfield.
No. Well, he caught one, too.
Oh, he threw two?
Yeah. But my point is, those guys are no longer on the team. So when you say or foo-foo Brandon Ayuk and what I believe is his talent, you got to be careful because there are misses. And I just named three of them, offensive players that had no input or impact on this team. I mean, you draft a kid, you raise him, and you pay him. And then the other part that you didn't mention, Steinie, is you keep him.
Yeah, that's not the way
so
I would build it.
In saying that, be careful what you wish for. Brandon Ayuk is above. I know somebody said, Guru, not top 10. I'll give you that. He's an above-average receiver.
But that is the way you do it. You draft a guy, you develop a guy, and then you decide whether you're going to pay him or you're going to draft his replacement. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the way you got to do it in the NFL. And I just think they've kind of chosen the direction that they want to go in, and that is, again, not we're doing cartwheels. We are so happy we're doing this. I just think they have to do it because the money situation is
an injury too. Steinie Hufanga on the pup. You know, he had a big injury. Greenlaw.
Okay.
So, you know, guys are going to get opportunities. So when you say Mustafa and guys like that, I'm like, yeah, I could see them getting the opportunity. But we can't omit that a lot of that too on the defensive side of the ball, those two positions could be had or could be impacted by a rookie class because of those injuries.
Yeah, I'm just
– big boys.
Yeah, I was just more talking about Ayuk. You know, the 49ers drafted Purdy. It looks like they like him enough, they're going to pay him. Deebo Samuel, they drafted. They like him enough, they pay him.
Kittle.
Ditto. Fred Warner, ditto.
Keep going.
Who else? I'm missing one guy. Anyway, I really think that they're just looking at Brandon Ayuk and
saying no.
Mm. You know what? Let's take our chances with Jennings, Pearsall, and Cowing.
Because if we did a 30 for, if they did a 30 for 30 on that draft pick to Pearsall, Stoney, I'm still shocked. But now it's like, dummy, why are you shocked?
No,
they
I
knew,
mean,
they knew then they weren't paying Brandon. Or it could pop off like this, right?
I mean,
that doesn't sound too far-fetched.
I mean, I'll be honest. When they drafted Pearsall, I thought it was...
Debo.
No, I thought they were going to do it for a year. Like, they pay Ayuk, draft Pearsall,
and make
play a year, and then make the decision on either Debo or Ayuk and what they have to do with them. But maybe... And maybe that was the plan... But Ayuk has really put a curveball in it because he's asking for more than they thought he was going to ask for. And maybe now they're just speeding the process up. We're all trying to figure it out. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And Cam Inman is coming up in 1 hour. Writes for the Bay Area News Group covering the San Francisco 49ers. And there's a lot going on with this team right now. They cut down to 53 players. Seven rookies have made the team. Which, does it bode well? Or does it mean that... Well, I think it does mean this team's a little top-heavy. But we'll talk about that on the other side. By the way, did you see...
Give it to me.
Who, you see who the Warriors acquired? They may have acquired a star. I'll tell you who it is on the other side on 95.7, The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.